News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The government should open outdoor services for all venues in 6 weeks' time. That is the view of the Licensed Vintners Association, who are calling on the government to announce the reopening plans following the publication of Northern Ireland's reopening plan yesterday. And Donal O'Keefe, the chief executive of the Licensed Vintners Association, joins me now. Donal, the North are in a slightly different position to us. There's no two ways about it. They are far in advance on their vaccination programme. How can we be talking about opening at the same time as them?
Well, first of all, we're calling for the opening in 6 weeks' time, and we'll be in a very different position in 6 weeks' time. This call is based on the NPHET advice to the Oireachtas Committee this week that we should all minimise our social contacts for another 6 weeks. By that stage, indoor service will have resumed in the UK. It's the same day as indoor service resumes in the North. There's going to be a significant degree of outdoor socialising, outdoor drinking, outdoor parties over the next few weeks. We can see overwhelming demand from customers to get back. And we believe in 6 weeks' time, late May, it's an appropriate stage to begin with outdoor service for all businesses, traditional pubs, food pubs, restaurants, moving to indoor service for all businesses, including traditional pubs, food pubs, restaurants and so on, sometime in June.
Do you really believe that traditional pubs, or wet pubs as we've been calling them, will be treated in the same way as other, I suppose, businesses? I understand why you would want them to in terms of fairness between businesses, but they are different in terms of public health.
Well, we believe all businesses should be treated the same for two reasons. In terms of outdoor service, there's consensus view from the health experts that outdoor is the safest way to go. We can see no difference why you can't have a drink outside a pub as opposed to a meal outside a pub. We know that outdoor service has resumed in the UK. And we do believe in 6 weeks' time that the vaccine rollout, all going well, will be very significantly advanced. And that changes the perspective for everyone. When we approach 80% of the population being vaccinated, then surely our businesses can be resumed. They've been closed for 13 full months as of yesterday.
Okay.
If we follow our path, they'll have been closed for almost 15 months. I mean, that's an incredible closure. These businesses have played no role whatsoever in the COVID epidemic. They've been closed every single day since the 15th of March last year. And when the vaccine rollout is very, very well advanced, as it will be in late May and June, then surely that is the impetus to begin reopening the sector.
Do you envisage an issue around the border counties if pubs and hospitality businesses are open within the North? Do you think that we will see a great degree of people travelling cross-border to get a drink?
I think it's inevitable. Outdoor service begins in the North on the 30th of April. Indoor begins in the North on the 24th of May at the border counties, and maybe further afield you will see travel into the North for weekends. You'll see travel across the border for nights out. It's simply inevitable. That's further impetus for our roadmap to be followed. If we begin outdoor on the 24th of May as we propose, that's the same day as the North begins indoor. At least there'll be some options for people in the Republic at that stage.
Okay. And last question for you. Are you optimistic? Do you think that the ears of government are open to you at this time?
Well, we'll see on that, but we are getting more and more optimistic as the vaccine rollout accelerates. We are very encouraged that the government have recommitted to their target of 82% of the population having had the opportunity of a first jab by the end of June. And we believe that's the game changer for our industry.
Right.
When we reach that level of vaccination, the trade needs to open.
Look, thank you for speaking to us this morning. That is Donal O'Keefe, Chief Executive of the Licensed Vintners Association.